4. The local universe circuits. There are three distinct spirit circuits in the local universe of Nebadon. 1. The bestowal spirit of the Creator Son, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. 2. The spirit circuit of the Divine Minister, the Holy Spirit. 3. The intelligence ministry circuit, including the more or less unified activities but diverse functioning of the seven Ajahn mind spirits. The Creator Sons are endowed with a spirit of universe presence in many ways analogous to that of the seven master spirits of paradise. This is the spirit of truth which is poured out upon a world by a bestowal son after he receives spiritual title to such a sphere. This bestowed comforter is the spiritual force which ever draws all truth seekers towards him who is the personification of truth in the local universe. This spirit is an inherent endowment of the Creator Son, emerging from his divine nature just as the master circuits of the grand universe are derived from the personality presences of the paradise deities. The Creator Son may come and go. His personal presence may be in the local universe or elsewhere, yet the spirit of truth functions undisturbed, for this divine presence, while derived from the personality of the Creator Son, is functionally centered in the person of the Divine Minister. The Universe Mother Spirit, however, never leaves the local universe headquarters world. The spirit of the Creator Son may and does function independently of the personal presence of the Son, but not so with her personal spirit. The Holy Spirit of the Divine Minister would become non-functional if her personal presence should be removed from Salvington. Her spirit presence seems to be fixed on the universe headquarters world, and it is this very fact that enables the spirit of the Creator Son to function independently of the whereabouts of the Son. The Universe Mother Spirit acts as the universe focus and center of the Spirit of Truth as well as of her own personal influence, the Holy Spirit. The Creator Father Son and the Creative Mother Spirit both contribute variously to the mind endowment of their local universe children. But the Creative Spirit does not bestow mind until she is endowed with personal prerogatives. The super-evolutionary orders of personality in a local universe are endowed with a local universe type of the super-universe pattern of mind. The human and the subhuman orders of evolutionary life are endowed with the Ajahn Spirit types of mind ministration. The seven Ajahn mind spirits are the creation of the Divine Minister of a local universe. These mind spirits are similar in character but diverse in power, and all partake alike of the nature of the universe spirit, although they are hardly regarded as personalities apart from their mother creator. The seven Ajahns have been given the following names: the Spirit of Wisdom, the Spirit of Worship, the Spirit of Counsel, the Spirit of Knowledge, the Spirit of Courage, the Spirit of Understanding, the Spirit of Intuition, of Quick Perception. These are the seven spirits of God, like lamps burning before the throne, which the prophet saw in the symbols of vision. But he did not see the seats of the 24 sentinels about these seven Ajahn mind spirits. This record represents the confusion of two presentations, one pertaining to the universe headquarters and the other to the system capital. The seats of the 24 elders are on Jerusalem, the headquarters of your local system of inhabited worlds. But it was of Salvington that John wrote, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, the universe broadcasts to the local systems. He also envisaged the directional control creatures of the local universe, the living compasses of the headquarters world. This directional control in Nebadon is maintained by the four control creatures of Salvington, who operate over the universe currents and are ably assisted by the first functioning mind-spirit, the agent of intuition, the spirit of quick understanding. But the description of these four creatures, called beasts, has been sadly marred. They are of unparalleled beauty and exquisite form. The four points of the compass are universal and inherent in the life of Nebadon. All living creatures possess bodily units which are sensitive and responsive to these directional currents. These creature creations are duplicated on down through the universe to the individual planets and, in conjunction with the magnetic forces of the worlds, so activate the hosts of microscopic bodies in the animal organism that these direction cells ever point north and south. Thus is the sense of orientation forever fixed in the living beings of the universe. This sense is not wholly wanting as a conscious possession by mankind. These bodies were first observed on Urantia about the time of this narration.